now comes back to explain the time prophecy.
Y en el capítulo 9, Gabriel llega a explicarle la profecía.
Let the time prophecy.
La profecía del tiempo.
Let's now notice verse 21.
El versículo 21.
Yea, whilst I was speaking in prayer, even the man Gabriel, whom I had seen in the vision at the beginning, being caused to fly swiftly, touched me about the time of the evening oblation, and he informed me and talked with me and said, O Daniel, I am now come forth to give thee skill and understanding. At the beginning of thy supplications, the commandment came forth, and I am come to show thee, for thou art greatly beloved. Therefore, understand the matter and consider the vision. 70 weeks are determined upon thy people and upon thy holy city, to finish a transgression, and to make an end of sins, and to make reconciliation for iniquity, and to bring in everlasting righteousness, and to seal up the vision and prophecy, and to anoint the most holy. Verse 25. Know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the commandment to restore and to build Jerusalem unto the Messiah, the Prince, shall be 7 weeks and 62 weeks. The street shall be built again, and the wall, even in troublous times. Now there's a lot of information there, and here we go.
Hay mucha información de lo que leímos, y aquí comenzamos.
This prophecy actually foretold the coming of the Messiah.
Esta profecía en realidad hablaba de la venida de Cristo.
Who's the Messiah?
¿Quién es el Mesías?
Jesus Christ.
Jesucristo.
So this prophecy actually will take us down to the time of Jesus Christ.
Esta profecía nos iba a conducir al tiempo de Cristo.
And then even beyond that, which we'll discuss in a moment.
Y más al futuro que lo que vamos a decir.
So let's now begin to look at this.
Vamos a entrar aquí a empezar a hablar.
In Daniel chapter 8, the Bible teaches in verse 13 that a certain saint came to tell Daniel the prophecy, the time prophecy.
Y en Daniel capítulo 8 vemos que un ángel vino y le explicaba la profecía.
Now that certain saint is somebody special.
Y ese santo es alguien especial que vino a enseñarle la profecía.
The word for certain in the Hebrew, in the Aramaic, is the word palmoni.
En el hebreo la palabra ese santo,
which means a certain one,
significa el alguien seguro.
But when you transliterate that, it means something else.
Pero cuando lo traduces directamente,
coming from the word palmoni, it actually means to be wonderful, to be distinct, to be separate, distinguished, or to be wonderful.
Significa ser separado, ser distinguido, alguien maravilloso.
So in other words,
en otras palabras,
the person that was giving the time prophecy was somebody whose name is wonderful.
En otras palabras, el que vino y le dio la profecía es alguien que su nombre se llamaba maravilloso.
Who do you think that person is that was giving the time prophecy?
¿Quién creen que fue el que le dio el tiempo de la profecía?
Whose name is wonderful.
Que su nombre es maravilloso.
Turn to the book of Isaiah very quickly. Hold your finger there.
Vamos al libro de Isaías.
You should all know this one.
Deberían de saber todos esto.
The book of Isaiah chapter 9.
Isaías capítulo 9.
Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6.
Isaías 9 versículo 6.
Let's notice what the Bible says. Who is the wonderful one?
¿Quién es este maravilloso que habla aquí?
Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6, the Bible says, are we all there? Amen.
9, versículo 6.
For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called, what? Wonderful. Counselor, the mighty God, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Who's that?
¿Quién es ese admirable o maravilloso?
Who is this?
Is Jesus.
Es Jesucristo. And the Bible teaches that Jesus, another name for Jesus, is wonderful, the wonderful counselor.
Y la Biblia nos enseña que otra palabra para hablar de Cristo es consejero admirable.
So who was that certain saint that gave Daniel the time prophecy?
¿Quién fue ese santo que le dio la profecía de tiempo a Daniel?
It was Jesus Christ.
Fue Jesucristo.
You understand this?
¿Entienden esto?
Jesus was the one giving the prophecy.
Jesús fue el que le dio la profecía.
And if you really think about it,
y si realmente lo piensas,
Jesus was revealing to Daniel,
Jesús le estaba revelando a Daniel
a time prophecy,
una profecía de tiempo,
that would tell Daniel when he was going to come as the Messiah.
Que le decía cuando él iba a venir como el Mesías.
All right, so let's look at this.
Okay, veamos esto.
Let's continue on. Again, that word secret. We'll go on past all this, so it's wonderful. Now, I want to read something from The Sanctuary, The 2300 Days by J.N. Andrews.
Quiero leer una cita de Juan N. Andrews.
Before this time, the people of God were being desolated by a desolating power.
You want me to translate that one?
What I just said. Okay. Before this time, the people of God were being desolated by a desolating power.
Y antes de que ese tiempo comenzara, el pueblo estaba siendo desolado por un poder desolador.
It needs no argument to prove that the two grand forms of opposition by which Satan has desolated the church and trod underfoot the sanctuary of the living God are none other than paganism and popery. I want you to please read that sentence, or translate it, please.
Dice que no se necesita probar el hecho de que las dos formas de oposición que ha utilizado Satanás para desolar el pueblo, la iglesia, y su santuario, el santuario de Dios, no es otro que el paganismo y el papado.
All right. So the two forms of opposition against the Church of God and the people of God, the sanctuary of God, was paganism and popery.
Las dos formas que ha utilizado Satanás para desolar y pisotear el pueblo de Dios es el paganismo y el papado.
It is also a clear point that the change from one of these desolations to the other did occur under the Roman power.
Y es claro enfatizar de que el cambio de dispensación ocurrió durante el tiempo de los romanos.
It went from pagan Rome,
fue de Roma pagana,
to papal Rome,
a Roma papal.
Now we continue on.
Okay,
going past this. So back here, this was the pagan powers. Babylon, Medo-Persia, Greece, pagan Rome. These were all the pagan powers.
Estos reinos que vemos aquí, que hablamos, son los poderes paganos.
Also before Babylon, you had Assyria.
Y antes de Babilonia, teníamos al imperio asirio.
And then down in 538, it changed from pagan to papal.
Y en el año 538 cambió de lo pagano al papal.
A little bit before this time, paganism had begun to be taken away.
Y antes de ese año del 538, el paganismo empezó a ser quitado, removido.
That was in the year 508.
Fue en el año 508.
Now we continue on.
Continuando.
We find out that paganism desolated the people of God.
Sabemos que el paganismo desoló y pisoteó el pueblo de
Dios. But the papacy also desolated the people of God.
Pero el papado también lo hizo.
How long did the papacy desolate the people of God?
¿Cuánto tiempo el papado desoló y pisoteó al pueblo? De Dios.
It's right there.
Ahí lo dice, en medio.
42 months.
42 meses.
Time times half a time.
Tiempo, tiempo, si la mitad de un tiempo.
1,260 years.
1,260 años.
538, the Roman Catholic Church, the papacy began to rule the world.
En el año 538, el papado empezó a reinar el mundo.
In 1798, they received a deadly wound when the Pope was taken captive.
En 1798, el Papa fue llevado cautivo y terminó el reino.
Now, the 2300 day prophecy has to deal with the cleansing of the sanctuary.
La profecía de los 2300 días que leímos tiene que ver con la purificación del santuario.
Let's go back to Daniel chapter 8, verse 14, once again.
Daniel 8:14 nuevamente.
Daniel chapter 8,
Daniel 8,
verses 13 and 14.
Versículo 13 y 14.
We all there together, friends, amen.
Ahí.
Then I heard one saint speaking, and another saint said unto that certain saint which spake, that was Jesus, how long shall be the vision concerning the daily sacrifice and the transgression of desolation to give both the sanctuary and the host to be trod underfoot? And he said unto me, unto 2,300 days, then shall the sanctuary be cleansed. How long did the papacy trod underfoot also the people of God and the sanctuary of God?
¿Cuánto tiempo dijimos que el papado pisoteó el pueblo de Dios y el santuario? ¿Cuánto hemos hablado?
Let's go back. How long did the papacy trample underfoot the people of God, the church of God?
¿Cuánto tiempo dijimos?
For 1260 years.
1260 años.
It ended in 1798.
Terminando en 1798.
This angel, or this Jesus, this certain saint, Jesus just told us
ese santo que hablamos, nos dijo,
that after 2300 days,
que después de 2300 días,
all these things would come to an end.
Todas las cosas estas iban a terminarse.
In other words,
en otras palabras,
the cleansing of the sanctuary would take place sometime after 1798.
La purificación del santuario iba a darse después de los 1798.
Now we learned something last night.
Y aprendimos algo anoche.
That we no longer have an earthly sanctuary.
Que ya no tenemos un santuario terrenal.
Where is the true sanctuary?
¿Dónde está el santuario verdadero?
In heaven.
En el cielo, como lo vi.
There's a true sanctuary in heaven, right?
Un verdadero santuario en el cielo.
We no longer have an earthly priest.
Ya no tenemos un sacerdote terrenal.
We have a heavenly priest.
Tenemos un sacerdote celestial.
Who's that?
¿Quién es?
It's Jesus Christ.
Es Cristo Jesús.
The papacy had set up a false system of worship.
El papado estableció un falso sistema de adoración.
There was going to come a time when Christ would begin to reveal his true position and work as the priest in heaven in the future.
Iba a haber un tiempo cuando Jesús iba a revelar su verdadera administración en el cielo.
Now last night we found out that one day a year,
ayer hablamos de que un día al año,
on the Day of Atonement, the high priest would go into the most holy place.
El sumo sacerdote entraba en el lugar santísimo.
And he would begin to make an atonement for sin.
Y iba a empezar a hacer la expiación por el pecado.
What was to happen on that day?
¿Qué tenía que pasar en ese día?
Does anyone remember?
¿Se acuerdan?
What happened on the ancient Day of Atonement?
¿Qué pasaba en el día de antaño, en el día de expiación?
Because this was a type or an example of what really happens in heaven.
Porque esto era un tipo, un ejemplo de lo que iba a pasar en el cielo en realidad.
What happened?
¿Qué pasaba?
Does anyone remember?
¿Se acuerdan o no?
Let's turn very quickly to Leviticus 16.
Vamos a Levítico 16.
Leviticus chapter 16.
Levítico 16. Vamos a Levítico 16.
What did the high priest do back then?
¿Qué es lo que hacía el sumo sacerdote en ese tiempo?
Notice, what is he doing right there?
¿Qué está haciendo ahí, el sacerdote?
He's the blood, sprinkling the blood.
La sangre en el propiciatorio.
Did the blood of a lamb actually forgive from sin back then?
En realidad, ¿será que el cordero, la sangre, perdonaba el pecado?
Can a real lamb forgive us of our sin?
No. ¿Acaso un cordero, un animal puede ayudarnos a limpiarnos del pecado?
No. This was an example.
Era un ejemplo.
It was a type.
Un tipo.
Who does a lamb represent?
¿A quién representaba ese cordero?
Jesus. Who does the priest represent?
¿A quién representa el
Jesus? What does the blood represent?
¿A qué representa la sangre?
The life of the flesh is in the blood. It's Christ's life. Okay?
La vida de la persona está en la sangre.
So is Jesus ministering his blood in the sanctuary in heaven?
Amen.
Yes.
Cristo está ministrando su propia sangre en el santuario celestial.
He is pleading his life in our behalf.
Está poniendo su vida por nosotros.
Are you all with me, friends?
¿Están entendiendo?
What happened back then?
¿Qué pasaba en ese tiempo?
Pay close attention.
Pongan mucha atención.
Because this was an example of what really happens now. Leviticus 16. The Bible says in Leviticus 16, right here in verse 19.
Capítulo 16, versículo 19 de Levítico.
Are we all there, friends? Amen.
¿Están ahí?
And he shall sprinkle of the blood upon it with his fingers seven times. Number seven, this represents a complete atonement.
El número siete representa una expiación completa.
He shall sprinkle the blood upon it with his finger seven times and cleanse it and hallow it from the uncleanness of the children of Israel. And drop down to verse 29.
El versículo 29.
And this shall be a statute forever unto you, that in the seventh month, on the tenth day of the month, ye shall afflict your souls and do no work at all, whether it be one of your own country or a stranger that sojourneth among you. For on that day shall the priest make an atonement for you to cleanse you, that ye may be clean from all your what? From all your sins before the Lord. So what does the priest cleanse from?
¿De qué no limpiaba el sacerdote? ¿De qué limpiaba?
Sin.
El pecado.
The priest cleanses us from sin.
El sacerdote nos limpia del pecado.
This was an example of what Jesus really does in heaven of cleansing people from sin.
Esto es lo que Cristo en realidad está haciendo.
But listen, friends, but listen very closely.
Y entiendan esto.
There was a specific day for the atonement back then.
Había un día específico en el tiempo pasado.
And there is a specific day when Jesus began the atonement today. In our day and time.
Tiempo específico cuando Cristo iba a empezar eso también en nuestro tiempo.
Back in the Old Testament,
en el Viejo Testamento,
there were seven Jewish feasts.
Había siete fiestas judías.
Now praise the Lord, we do no longer have to keep these feasts anymore. Amen.
Y alabado sea Dios, no tenemos que guardar las fiestas.
I want to get that on camera because there's some people even coming into these meetings passing out feast-keeping books.
Y lo digo claro porque hay gente que cree todavía en eso.
We no longer have to keep the feasts. You know why? It's a simple reason.
Y no tenemos que guardar esas fiestas por una simple razón.
Because Christ is the fulfillment of these feast days.
Porque Cristo es el cumplimiento de las fiestas.
The same reason we no longer kill an animal for sin.
La misma razón por qué no matamos, sacrificamos.
Is the same reason we no longer keep a feast.
Es la misma razón por la cual no mantenemos las fiestas.
If Jesus fulfilled the sacrificial type.
Si Cristo representó o cumplió el sacrificio.
If Jesus fulfilled all the types of the sanctuary, in
Cristo cubrió todas las representaciones del santuario.
That means the feasts are also fulfilled. And I'll tell you why.
También significa que Cristo cumplió todas las cosas del santuario.
Because you cannot separate feast days from the sanctuary.
Porque no puedes separar las fiestas del santuario.
They go together.
Uno y la otra van juntos.
This is for not everybody here. This is for somebody who understand this stuff.
Esto es para aquellos que entienden lo que estoy hablando.
The feasts were always part. They're always part of the sanctuary service.
Las fiestas siempre tenían que ver con el santuario, el servicio del santuario.
That's why in the Torah, in the law of Moses.
Por eso en el Torah, en la ley de Moisés.
In order to truly keep the feasts,
para mantener o guardar las fiestas,
you had to sacrifice an animal.
Tienes que sacrificar un animal.
And to appear at Jerusalem to the temple.
Ir a Jerusalén al templo.
Period.
Punto.
The feast, the sacrifice, and the sanctuary all go together. They stand or fall together.
Las fiestas del santuario y todo lo demás se tenía que guardar todo.
If Jesus fulfills the sacrificial system,
si Cristo cumplió los servicios del santuario,
and as the high priest, he fulfills the sanctuary system.
Y era el sacerdote cumplía los servicios del santuario.
That means that by his life, his death, and his ministry in heaven, he also fulfills the feast day system. It's all part of the same system, friends.
Significa que por su intercesión, su vida y su muerte y todo lo que él hace en el cielo, él cumple los servicios del santuario completamente.
Please forgive me for being so blunt. As I look in the camera, if any of my brethren are watching these things and you believe in this stuff, you are deceived. And I really encourage you to go back and study the Bible and the spirit of prophecy and to stop spreading this heresy in our church. Amen. Go start your own church. Stop trying to infiltrate our church. Let's continue on.
Vamos a continuar.
They have a real burden to influence this church. Why don't you go start your own church? Call it the Feast Day Keeping Adventist Church, but stop coming. Just go somewhere else. Amen. Please, stop it. Amen. Stuff is destroying the church of God. Let's continue on. The feast days, there were seven feasts.
Había siete fiestas en el pasado.
Now listen, for those of you who don't understand this.
Y escuchen aquellos que no entienden esto.
On every feast day,
en cada fiesta,
Jesus fulfilled it on the very day.
Jesús lo cumplió en la misma fecha, en el mismo día.
For example,
por ejemplo,
Jesus was crucified on the very day of the Passover.
Cristo fue crucificado el mismo día de la Pascua.
Go to the Gospel of John.
Vamos al Evangelio de Juan.
Let's notice what the Bible says here.
Vamos a ver lo que la Biblia habla de esto.
We're going to the Gospel of John.
Yendo al Evangelio de Juan.
John chapter 18.
Juan capítulo 18.
Let's notice that Jesus was crucified on the very day of the Passover.
Veamos que Cristo fue crucificado en el mismo día de la Pascua.
John 18 and verse 28. Notice what the Bible says.
Juan 18, versículo
28.
28.
Are we all there together, friends? Amen.
¿Están ahí?
John 18, 28. The Bible says this. Then led they Jesus from Caiaphas unto the hall of judgment, and it was early, and they themselves went not into the judgment hall, lest they should be defiled, but that they might eat the what?
Comiesen qué?
The Passover.
La Pascua.
Jesus was crucified on the day of Passover.
Jesús fue crucificado en el día de la Pascua.
Thus he became our Passover lamb.
Y así cumplió y se hizo nuestra Pascua.
The next that therefore we no longer have to kill animals. Jesus is our lamb.
Eso, no tenemos que matar ningún otro cordero.
And we no longer have to keep the Passover because Jesus has now fulfilled the Passover.
Y ya no tenemos que guardar la Pascua como los judíos porque Jesús es nuestro Pascua.
Matter of fact, Jesus replaced the Passover with something else.
Y de hecho, Jesús reemplazó la Pascua con algo más.
On the very night of the Passover feast, he instituted the Lord's Supper.
De hecho, en la misma noche, cuando iba a ser crucificado, él instituyó la Santa Cena.
Communion.
La comunión.
On the next day,
en la siguiente día,
the second Jewish feast,
la segunda fiesta
was the Day of Unleavened Bread.
Fue el día del pan sin levadura.
And on the Day of Unleavened Bread, what does leaven do to bread?
¿Qué es lo que hace la levadura al pan?
It causes it to rise.
Lo hace que se levante, se esponje.
But this was the Day of Unleavened Bread.
Pero ese día era el día del pan sin levadura.
Jesus was crucified on Friday.
Cristo fue crucificado en un viernes.
On Passover.
En el día de la Pascua.
He rested in the tomb on Saturday or the Sabbath.
Descansó en el día sábado.
On the Day of Unleavened Bread.
En el pan sin levadura.
And Jesus was our unleavened bread.
Y Cristo era nuestro pan sin levadura.
He's the bread of life.
El pan de vida.
With no leaven.
Sin levadura.
No sin.
No pecado.
And on Sabbath he did not rise.
Y en el sábado él no se levantó.
Just like leaven does not cause you to rise, he did not rise.
Así como la levadura que levanta el pan, pero Jesús no se levantó.
And guess what else?
Pan sin levadura.
For those of you just learning these truths,
y algo más para los que apenas están aprendiendo.
Jesus even kept the Sabbath in his death.
Jesús guardó el sábado en su muerte también.
Because he rested in the tomb.
Porque descansó en el sábado.
And did you know his disciples also kept the Sabbath even when he was crucified?
¿Saben que también sus discípulos guardaron el sábado en ese mismo día?
Go to the Gospel of Luke.
Vamos al libro de Lucas.
Chapter 23.
Capítulo 23.
The Sabbath was so important to Jesus and to the disciples.
Que el sábado era tan importante para Jesús y los discípulos,
that they wouldn't even bury him correctly on the Sabbath. They went and rested.
Que ni siquiera lo enterraron bien el día sábado para ir a descansar.
Look at Luke chapter 23.
Vamos a Lucas 23.
Luke chapter 23, the Bible says in verse 53. Verse 52.
En el versículo 52.
Luke 23, beginning with verse 52. Are we all there together, friends? Amen.
3, versículo 52, la Biblia enseña.
This man went unto Pilate and begged the body of Jesus, and he took it down and wrapped it in linen and laid it in a sepulcher that was hewn in stone, wherein never man before was laid. And that day was the preparation, and the Sabbath drew on. Verse 55. And the women also, which came with him from Galilee, followed after and beheld the sepulcher and how his body was laid. And they returned and prepared spices and ointments, and they did what?
¿Qué dice?
They rested the Sabbath day according to the commandment. Notice that Jesus' disciples kept the Sabbath even when he died.
Vean que los discípulos guardaron el sábado aun cuando Cristo murió.
And then on the first day of the week,
y en el primer día de la semana,
that was the third Jewish feast.
Era la tercera fiesta judía.
It was called the Feast of First Fruits.
Era llamada la cosecha, las primeras cosechas.
And Jesus became our first fruits when he rose from the dead.
Y Cristo fue la primer cosecha que se levantó también.
Now, I already know that I'm not going to get through this whole lecture tonight. I already know that.
So,
I'm going to go as far as I can, and then we're going to take it to part 3 tomorrow night, okay?
Voy a tratar de cubrir lo máximo y mañana trataremos de cubrir lo último que falta.
Listen, let me get down to these last few feasts, okay?
Vamos a cubrir las últimas fiestas.
And we'll deal with the Day of Atonement tomorrow night.
Y mañana vamos a entrar en el día de la expiación.
But come now to far. Is that okay? Can we do that again tomorrow? All right. So let's go a few more minutes to wrap this first part up.
Vamos a cubrir un poco más de esto para
1 Corinthians chapter 5. Let's notice that Jesus is our Passover.
Vamos a ver el Primera de Corintios.
And that Jesus has given us a new unleavened bread. Notice what the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 5.
Es como Cristo nos dio el pan sin levadura.
In verse 7 and 8.
Primera de Corintios.
Chapter 5.
Capítulo 5.
Verses 7 and 8.
Versículo 5 y
7 and 8.
7 y 8.
The Bible says this. Are we all there? Amen. Purge out therefore the old leaven, that ye may be a new lump, as ye are unleavened. For even Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us. Let me ask you a question.
Una pregunta.
If Christ has already fulfilled the Passover, then why are people still trying to keep it?
si Cristo ya cumplió el día de la Pascua, porque hay hombres que todavía lo quieren.
And then verse 8 says this, therefore let us keep the feast, let us keep the feast, not with old leaven, neither with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. That's the kind of feast that we need to keep, is the feast of unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. Not the literal feast day, friends, but the feast of having holiness in our lives. Can you say amen?
Tenemos que guardar la fiesta, no la fiesta verdadera, sino de sinceridad y en verdad tiene que ser nuestro sacrificio para Dios.
Now come on, let's go quickly now to chapter 15.
Vamos al capítulo 15.
Jesus fulfilled the third feast of the first fruits.
Jesús cumplió la tercera fiesta de los primeros frutos.
1 Corinthians 15 verses 22 and 23.
Primera de Corintios 15 versículo 23 y 24.
22 and 23.
22 y 23, perdón.
The Bible says this, for as in Adam, are we all there? Amen.
¿Están ahí?
For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive, but every man in his own order. Christ is the what?
¿Cristo qué?
Christ the first fruits.
Los primeros frutos.
And afterward they that are Christ at his coming. So Jesus has fulfilled the feast of first fruits.
Cristo cumplió la tercera fiesta de los primeros frutos.
Now I just want to just go on past just very quickly. The fourth feast was the feast of Pentecost.
La cuarta fiesta era la fiesta del Pentecostés.
That took place 50 days after these feasts, after the feast of first fruits.
Tomaba lugar 50 días después de los primeros frutos.
And on the very day of Pentecost, God poured out his Holy Spirit upon the early church.
Y en el día exacto del día del Pentecostés, Dios mandó su espíritu.
Thus fulfilling the symbolism of offering that those new loaves to the world. And that's a different study for a different time. But let's move on.
Vamos a continuar.
So Pentecost was fulfilled on the very day.
El día del Pentecostés y en el día exacto también.
The Feast of Trumpets and the Feast of Atonement were also fulfilled as well. We'll talk about that tomorrow night.
La fiesta de las trompetas y el día de expiación también se cumplió el día exacto.
But what I want to give you before we close tonight,
y lo que quiero enseñarles antes de terminar,
I simply want to now give you the beginning date, the starting date of the 2300 year prophecy.
Quiero enseñarles el principio de la profecía de los 2300 días.
All right, so can I give this to you?
¿Le puedo dar esto para antes de terminar?
And tomorrow night we'll study in detail.
Mañana estudiaremos más en detalle.
Go back to Daniel chapter 9. We're on our last part.
A Daniel 9, estamos terminando.
Daniel chapter 9, let's notice what the starting point of this prophecy would be.
Vamos a ver el comienzo de la profecía de los 2300 días.
Daniel chapter 9, verses 24 and 25, the Bible says, actually verse 25, notice what the Bible says. Daniel 9, 25. Know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the commandment to restore and to build Jerusalem unto the Messiah the Prince shall be 7 weeks and 62 weeks. The street shall be built again and the wall, even in troublous times. The Bible teaches
la Biblia enseña
that the time prophecy would begin
que la profecía de tiempo comenzaría
when there would be a decree to rebuild Jerusalem.
Cuando iba a haber un decreto para levantar y edificar a Jerusalén.
Now this took place many years ago.
Eso pasó muchos siglos atrás.
After the kingdom of Babylon destroyed Jerusalem.
Después de que el rey de Babilonia destruyera Jerusalén.
For 70 years the Jews were captive.
Por 70 años el pueblo judío estuvo en cautiverio.
And the next kingdom, the Medo-Persian Empire.
Y el próximo reino, el reino de Medo-Persia.
There would be three kings
iba a haber tres reyes
that would give three decrees
iban a dar tres decretos
to restore and build Jerusalem
para restaurar y
and the temple.
Jerusalén.
I want to now give that to you as we prepare to close.
Les quiero enseñar esto antes de terminar.
Go to the Old Testament book of Ezra.
Vamos al libro de Ezra.
Let's look at this final point.
Vamos a ver este último punto.
Let's notice who these three kings were.
Vamos a ver estos tres reyes, ¿quiénes eran?
Ezra chapter 6.
Esdras capítulo 6.
Verse 14.
Versículo 14.
When you have that, friends, please just let me know by saying amen.
Ezra 6, versículo 14.
Ezra chapter 6 and verse 14.
Ezra 6, 14.
The Bible says,
la Biblia enseña,
and the elders of the Jews builded and they prospered through the prophesying of Haggai the prophet and Zechariah the son of Iddo, and they builded and finished it according to the commandment of the God of Israel and according to the commandment of three kings of Cyrus,
Ciro,
and Darius,
Darío,
and Artaxerxes, kings of Persia.
Y Artajerjes, rey de Persia.
So what three kings?
¿Qué tres reyes dice?
Cyrus,
Ciro,
Artaxerxes,
Artajerjes,
excuse me, Cyrus,
Ciro,
Darius,
Darío,
and Artaxerxes.
Y Artajerjes.
Now,
ahora, veamos esto.
Tomorrow night,
mañana,
we're going to begin looking
vamos a empezar a ver esto,
at these three decrees.
A estos tres decretos.
We will look at these decrees of when the decree was to go forward.
Que cuando iba a empezar el decreto.
2,300 days, then the sanctuary would be cleansed. Jesus would begin to blot out sin.
Al final de los 2,300 días, Cristo iba a empezar a borrar. A limpiar el santuario.
Tomorrow night we're going to look at the starting date of this prophecy.
Mañana vamos a ver el comienzo de la profecía de los 2,300 días.
We're actually going to look at history.
Vamos a ver la historia también.
We'll actually go to the history books themselves to study when these men gave their decrees.
Y vamos a ir a los libros de historia para constatar cuándo dieron ese decreto.
And we're going to find out
y vamos a ver
that at the third decree,
que en el tercer decreto,
the third decree started off this time prophecy.
Que el tercer decreto comenzaba, es cuando comenzaba la profecía de los 2,300 años.
Now listen, friends.
Escuchen.
You have to come tomorrow.
Tienen que venir mañana.
I'll tell you why.
Les digo por qué.
Because this prophecy,
porque esta profecía de tiempo,
this time prophecy,
esta profecía de tiempo,
proves,
prueba con exactitud,
that Jesus is the Messiah.
Que Cristo es el Mesías.
And if we can prove that Jesus is the Messiah from this prophecy,
y si podemos probar que Cristo es el Mesías de esta profecía,
we can prove when the judgment begins to take place from this prophecy.
Probar cuando comienza el día del juicio también.
They stand and fall together.
Esas dos cosas van juntas, una o la otra caen.
The very time prophecy that proves when the Messiah comes,
la misma profecía que enseña cuando Cristo iba a venir,
is the very time prophecy that proves when the Messiah also comes to his temple.
Enseña que también ese Mesías iba a llegar a su templo.
Tomorrow night we're going to study the judgment, the exact hour of the judgment.
Mañana veremos el tiempo exacto del juicio.
All right.
Okay.
So I'm going to stop right there.
Voy a terminar ahí.
And we'll pick it up tomorrow night.
Y mañana continuaremos con el resto de la profecía.
How many of you want to know when the judgment began?
¿Cuántos quieren saber cuándo comenzó el juicio?
How many of you want to have your sins blotted out?
¿Cuántos quieren que sus pecados sean borrados en el día de expiación?
Then friends, why don't we go ahead and kneel together and ask Jesus to be our high priest and lamb.
Vamos a pedirle a Jesús que corre, que sea nuestro sacerdote en esta noche.
Our Heavenly Father,
nuestro Padre Celestial,
sometimes there's too much information to share.
Muchas ocasiones hay mucha información para compartir.
But we thank you that you have set aside this entire week for us to study and pray.
Pero te damos gracias que has puesto toda esta semana para poder estudiar y comprender.
Dear God of heaven, we need these times together to study and pray.
Señor, necesitamos estos tiempos para estudiar y orar también.
We need the strength that only Christ can bring.
Necesitamos la fuerza que solo Cristo nos puede dar.
We need the time to be able to fellowship and to encourage each other to get ready for Jesus to come.
Necesitamos esos tiempos para animarnos, ayudarnos para cuando venga Cristo.
And Lord, tomorrow night we are going to prepare to look at the time prophecy.
Mañana vamos a prepararnos para estudiar y entender la profecía.
That shows us the opening of the judgment hour.
Que nos enseña el día del juicio.
I believe, Lord, we are at the end of the judgment hour.
Señor, yo sé que estamos al final del tiempo de la profecía del juicio.
But I pray for those, especially for who are learning these truths for the first time.
Y oro por aquellos que apenas están entendiendo estas verdades.
Protect them with holy angels, I pray.
Protégelos con tus santos ángeles.
And please pour out your Holy Spirit upon these meetings.
Y por favor, manda tu Espíritu Santo en estas reuniones.
We thank you that Jesus has become our Passover Lamb.
Te agradecemos porque Cristo se ha hecho nuestro Cordero Pascual.
We thank you that Jesus is our unleavened bread.
Te agradecemos porque Cristo es el pan sin levadura.
We thank you that Jesus is our first fruits.
Te agradecemos porque Cristo es las primicias, nuestros primeros frutos.
We thank you that Jesus is the high priest who poured out his Spirit on Pentecost. We thank you that Jesus led in the judgment hour message that began the fulfillment of the trumpets. And we also thank you that Jesus is even now blotting out sin in the Day of Atonement. Very soon he will come back in the fulfillment of that final feast, the Feast of Tabernacles, to bring us back to our heavenly home. When the tabernacle of God shall be with men. We pray that you would help us to be a part of that kingdom. Bring us back out safely tomorrow night, we pray. Prepare us for the Sabbath, which begins at the evening of Friday. And we thank you for your blessings. Forgive our sins. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.